Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. I'm David Gibson. Today our show is on the sound of compassion. We're going to be looking at ways to do compassion and ways to do the sound of it, and that we may all naturally return to our natural state of compassion for all in humanity. That's our intention. Before we get started, let me tell you about some things happening here at the school. We've got our open house is coming up May 21st, Sunday, May 21st. We do 1 to 6 p.m. and a full range of sound healing meditations. We also go over how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. We also put everybody on the sound table, and you get to play with everything in the store. And it's really an amazing time. Even if you're not interested in classes, you're welcome to come and just enjoy the whole day. That's Sunday, May 21st, 1 to 6 p.m. We also actually have on May 11th, we've got a full moon rhythm journey here at the Institute. And that's like just however much you want to donate, $5 to $20 normally. But if you have no money, come anyway. So that's 7 to 9 p.m. And Ryan Moore does a whole rhythm journey with intention for the next month, what we're going to intend based on the next month and full moon. We also have our Mount Shasta retreat coming up July 15th and 16th. And actually, we're going to be going up on the mountain on the 17th. Only got about 7 or 8 spots left in that. If you're interested, it's at Stuart Mineral Springs in Mount Shasta. 2 days of just sound and the energy of the mountain. And oh my God, it's really just a beautiful place right on a roaring river. And it's there's hot tubs there you can get into. And it's really, really profound every year. And it sells out every year. So if you're interested, you should check it out soon. It's the information is at soundhealingcenter.com for all of this. We also have our next certificate program in sound healing coming up June 14th to the 25th and August 6th to the 16th. That's our summer intensive version, which is 10 days in June, 10 a.m. to 9:30 p.m., and 10 days in August. And it's really very powerful because you go deep. And since it's all day, every day, you get really deep and you don't come back, right? And so you get in the zone, just go deeper and deeper. And we've got 12 different instructors that teach in the program. You can take individual classes or you could just do the program in June and not come back in August. Or if you wanted to finish it in August instead of coming back, you could do it online and finish it that way, because we set it up so the classes in June are the classes that are best done here. We also are offering lodging here at the school, although there's no beds or showers. There's YMCAs and gyms nearby, and it's only $200 for each 10 days, so that's very reasonable. So again, that's June 14th to the 25th and August 6th to the 16th. We also have the full 3.5 month certificate program, which is still the same number of hours as the summer intensive, starting September 5th, and that goes to about December 15th. The certificate program is the first semester of the associate degree program, so if you wanted to continue, you could continue into the associate degree program, which will most likely start again in, possibly in fall, but most likely it will start in January. And in the degree program, we get more into research, more in-depth in all the different aspects of tuning forks and crystal bowls and voice and different levels and different modalities of consciousness, different frameworks for understanding consciousness. We also have that program online, and it starts May 18th, and it starts about every 2 weeks whenever we have a new instructor And that's works. It works really well online. We do it on WebEx, and it's like a conference call. It's like Skype, and you can ask questions. It's with live instructors, or if you can't make a class, or you can watch videos, or you could watch videos for the whole thing if you wanted to, and we can do check-ins and see if you did your homework and see if you, you know, what you learned, and if answer any questions. So the whole certificate and associate degree program is online with live instructors. And we also have our audio recording program. With the summer intensive version is July 3rd to August 2nd, where you learn about recording, mixing, and producing with Pro Tools, although it's applicable for any program. And we also have some music theory that goes with that, and lots of labs. We also have that program, the 3.5 month version starts September 5th. We also have that program online. We're planning to do it sometime in June. And it works really well because we've got Pro Tools hooked up so you can see our screen and see what we're doing and hear what I'm mixing as we do it. And then we check your mixes and stuff. It's actually really great, really great program. So you can also do hybrid programs where you do part of the program here and part of the program online if you want. So you can contact me at 415-777-2486, or you can email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com, or look for all the information at soundhealingcenter.com. We also have our therapy room here where we do treatments. Our favorite one is to find your soul note where you're at peace, and then we send you a CD in that key of where you're at peace. It's really, really effective. I listen to mine just about every day. And we do also voice analysis to find out what frequencies are missing, and we give you a CD of the frequencies that are missing in you. And many other treatments. We do massage and crystal bowls and voice healing, a full range. We also have our store with all types of crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, alchemy bowls. We've got didgeridoos. We've got probably about 100 or more different sound healing instruments and technologies as well. We also have the sound lounge and sound table, which are probably the most profound thing in the whole field of sound healing. I get on almost every day, and it completely takes away anything emotional or anything physical as well. And it takes the emotions out of your body. It's really, really powerful and effective. So all that's at the store, which is soundoflove.com. You can find it through soundhealingcenter.com, though. And the Sound Therapy Center is at soundtherapycenter.com, but everything can be found at soundhealingcenter.com. Okay. So there's an interesting thing that has happened in the last couple of weeks that I wanted to share, that and then we're going to do compassion based on this situation and other situations. I thought it would help me as well as everybody here to learn different compassion techniques, including doing sound. So about a year ago, Bill Nye, the science guy, booked a whole day of interviewing me. And we shot video for 12 hours here at the Institute. And it was the woman that was interviewing me was just ecstatic. I mean, after telling her all about all the research in the field and going into detail in the research. She did a lot of treatments, and by the end of the day, she was like so excited and ecstatic because she'd gotten rid of her anxiety and she was really chilled out, right? And so I was really excited to know it was going to be on Netflix, and it just came out on Netflix just last week. And it is the most horrible, negative show about sound healing and alternative therapy that you could imagine. The show, they turned it around. I had no idea they were going to use me as a guinea pig for how woo-woo it is and how non-scientific. And so it's really upsetting because I had told them all the science, over 50 items of how the science works, and they completely ignored every bit of it and just focused on when I was doing voice healing and actually using some frequencies on using the bass pod we have with frequencies from the Germans. And so it was like, in fact, the name of the show is Tuning Your Quackometer, right? Oh my God, Tuning Your Quackometer. He actually starts by having a shot of Haight Ashbury at the beginning. So it's like, there's actually a couple of cool spots where I do actually tell some things that actually are scientific and make sense, but they have like sound effects over it to make it sound like I'm just a, you know, it's really weird. And then they show weird reactions from the woman interviewing me. And at the end, she says, oh yeah, this is ridiculous. And it's just really upsetting because she was so ecstatic that her anxiety, she said, oh, I want to live here, you know, at the end of the show. So, of course, as you can see, it would make me a little upset. And so what I did is, it didn't take me very long to realize this is a golden opportunity to actually bring sound healing really into the mainstream. You know, sound healing got a big boost with when Dr. Oz had Mitchell Gaynor on 4 times. So it's been on Dr. Oz actually 5 times now. And so that really helped bring it into the mainstream. And on our website, we have over 150 clinical research papers in the Sound Healing Research Foundation, which is actually down right now, our Sound Healing Research Foundation. It won't be back up until Monday. But there's all these research, clinical research papers, by the way, which I showed to the woman from Bill Nye, the Science Guy. And so on Monday, we're going to be calling the New York Times. We're also going to be calling Dr. Oz again and really going through all the science. And we're looking also to actually create a documentary for Netflix. And so we're looking for a video team that would be interested in being on a proposal for Netflix. And we'll go to Netflix and see if they would like to hear the truth that Bill Nye completely left out, right? So it looks, I'm feeling really positive about now really getting sound healing into the mainstream even more. I mean, it's really come a long ways. Even this last year at the New Living Expo, it was light years different than just a year ago where, you know, 20 or 30% of the people knew what was going on, but the rest of the people were like, what's this? And this year is more like 50 or 60% of the people coming to the booth. And we are quite overwhelmed at our booth at the New Living Expo. So it really is coming into the mainstream. But now we've got a great opportunity, I believe, by going to the media and saying that this is, you know, much more. I mean, here is the actual science. What I want to do is actually do a whole documentary where we are really fair, where we say, look, there is woo-woo in the sound healing field, and this is some examples. There's also many examples of how sound healing is really effective, and there's no science to back it up, a lot of that, right? And so that's that area. The third area is the science. And there's very good science based on music. There's clinical research papers from music therapy. There's also, like I said, 150 clinical research papers on our site. And I'm a physics major from UC Berkeley, so I've got all the physics of how sound affects us. And I've got all of the research where they have done research using EEG to show how sound and rhythms affect your brain, especially for brainwave entrainment. So that's what I'd like to do. So then what happened is through this process, it made me a little sad, right? First, I was a little upset, not much really, because I realized I could really, you know, use it as an opportunity. But then it just kind of made me sad that kind of just the state of our medical system, you know, the state of, I mean, Bill Nye is simply trying to make a buck, right? Just by catering to this his clientele that, you know, is against alternative medicine, which, by the way, I've heard that he's actually backed by Big Pharma and Monsanto, so that even makes more sense if that's true. And but it just, you know, just the whole system makes me sad. And where I go is compassion. It seems like the only answer is really compassion. You know, I did a whole play called Compassion. It's a Cirque du Soleil style play, and we're about to get funding for it. It's with IMAX 3D and acrobats and speakers in every seat, and I've got a detailed demo. And the reason I did this play, or not the reason I did it, is the basis of it was about 15 years ago, I had a person who was managing my finances who stole over $1 million. And back then it caused the school I had at that point to go bankrupt. And so it took me a long time after anger therapy, right, to be able to have compassion for that guy. It took me about 3 years. We got like a $12 million judgment against him. I didn't get any money, but it still made me feel better. And then I finally got it, that this guy is so disconnected from humanity that he has no friends and no love, right? And so I was able to finally have compassion for him. And then my friend had a meeting with Steve Wynn, and we went and met with Steve Wynn in Las Vegas, and he was looking to replace his Cirque du Soleil play. And so I put together the play called Compassion and took it to the extreme of compassion for the corporate world, compassion for greed, compassion for those that are destroying our planet, right? And again, now it looks like we're getting funding. We are getting funding for this play. And now I can go back to that guy and say, thank you, right? Because you never know how something bad could turn out good. So when I was doing the play, I did a lot of research on compassion, because I mean, to be able to have compassion for the extreme is sometimes difficult, whether it be greed or selfishness or people that are destroying the planet, terrorists, or like people that have done really horrible things like Hitler or Donald Trump, for that matter, right? Or anybody that you don't like, or especially anybody that has hurt you. That's even the trickier part. It's easy to have compassion for those that are suffering. In fact, we naturally have compassion for those that are suffering. If we hadn't watched all these movies and TV shows that show all the violence and suffering, you know, we've gotten like, or it doesn't even affect us, at least some people. But because we are naturally built in to have compassion for other human beings and other animals and other living things. It's a naturally built in. Quite a few years ago, I went I was driving in a residential area, and it was about 25 miles an hour, and I saw this car go zooming by me at 60 miles an hour, and do we lose? Yeah, and so, and I looked in the rearview mirror, and he ran a stop sign, and there was a bicyclist crossing the road, and he hit the bicyclist directly, and then the bicyclist went flying up and landed on top of the car, not on the hood, on top of the car, right? And I just pulled over and just started bawling. I just started crying. I couldn't stop crying, right? And I didn't know this guy. Compassion is built in. It's built in. But the tricky part is when someone is hurting you or someone is really hurting others. You know, that's the tricky part, to be able to have compassion. And even sometimes trickier for some people is to have compassion for yourself, right? The most basic way that I do compassion is, I think, and this is the number one way actually for me, is I think, what brought them to do what they are doing? And the answer is always the patterns of society, which often manifest as parents. It manifests especially in advertising. It manifests in the way our schools are set up and the competition in schools. It manifests from tens of thousands of years before us. It been manifest on the planet since the beginning. You know, our ancestors, it's in our DNA, right? It's gotten into our DNA, this selfishness, this separation from oneness that we're all a part of. It's in our DNA. And even the anger is in our DNA, you know? So it's not, what I realized, it's not anyone's fault. Maybe there was something in the beginning that created it, but it's really, there's nobody's fault. And that's the key. Because when you realize it's just entrainment, it's just resonance, where people are getting resonated into the vibration around them, including their vibration of their ancestors from the DNA. They're getting entrained into this craziness. Not only that, a lot of people are just stressed out or starving or not getting enough sleep or many things, right? I don't think I've ever met an evil person. It's just entrainment into this craziness of our society. So that makes it really easy to really have compassion for anybody, including myself, you know? Another way to do compassion is to see the other person as a baby, right? Imagine, you know, Donald Trump as a baby, cute little baby. Or imagine Hitler as a cute little baby, still connected to source. I actually saw on the internet a whole thing where they had baby pictures of serial killers. It was really, every childhood picture was beautiful. They looked so innocent, right? Because we are born that way. It's this craziness of entrainment that really, really entrains people. But then, while I was researching this compassion, I saw or heard a radio show on NPR of these two guys, one who, or both of them, from Israel and Palestine. Both of them had their entire families killed. And they got together and were going to the schools in Israel and Palestine and getting up and saying, if anybody has reason for revenge and anger, it is us. Our families are gone. All our wife and all of our children. But we're here to tell you that compassion and forgiveness is the only answer, because otherwise many others will be suffering with the pain that we are feeling. I lost it. I couldn't even see the road anymore. I had to pull over, right? Oh my God. Jesus never had it that bad, right? Jesus never had his family killed. These guys are like the epitome of compassion. Your family is dead, and you're going out and honestly, sincerely teaching compassion. Whoa. Oh my God. Oh my God. The only one close to that, maybe even better, is the Dalai Lama. The Dalai Lama, there used to be 3,000 ashrams in Tibet. Now there's 3. And the Dalai Lama can't go back to Tibet, right? And I saw a video where a couple of nuns came up to the Dalai Lama and they said, Dalai, we almost blew it today. And he goes, what? He said, we almost didn't have compassion for the Chinese government. We were almost like them. And then another video where they said that there was a guy, it was an interview with the Dalai Lama, the guy asked him, if there was a guy sitting here in the room, a soldier that killed thousands of Tibetans, what would you say to him? And the Dalai Lama says, I would go over and hold him for all of the pain that he is feeling. Wow. It's really quite amazing. And the Dalai Lama is happy. He's been persecuted hugely, and he's completely happy, right? And he is not a stuffer, right? He's not stuffing his anger. He is happy. That's unbelievable to be so screwed over, right? And still be happy. It's just amazing. You know, the Dalai Lama says in his book called A Compassionate Life, he says the way to do compassion is first a mental process. And that is that you actually think how the person that has hurt you is the same. And he said the best way to do that is to realize that they don't want suffering. Just like you. They don't want suffering just like you. And they want happiness just like you. And so you really just see that you are the same as them. If you can go to a place where you're one with everybody in the universe, that's ideal. That's the whole deal. But a lot of people have no idea how to go to a place where they're one with everybody in the universe. But that's what, so when you are one with everybody in the universe, it's like having compassion for yourself, because you realize we are all one. So that's the process. Also, another thing the Dalai Lama said that's really cool, he said, when someone hurts you, they are hurting themselves. They're creating karma for themselves. And they are giving you an opportunity to learn compassion. You don't learn compassion by studying it. You learn it by practicing it. So they've given you an opportunity to practice. So in that case, they are sacrificing themselves for you. So you can be grateful to them. It's amazing. I just thought, how many people on the planet, especially in the United States, would think, kill them. You know, just kill them. Of course, no, or here's the other thing you hear. It's okay to be angry. It's just you should feel your emotions. It's okay to be angry. Well, it's better than stuffing it. That's true. It is better than stuffing it. If you don't feel anything, you're in trouble. Feeling your anger is better than stuffing it. But the vibration of anger sounds like this. Ah! If you hold that vibration too long, which I think is more than a minute, when I think about the length of time, if you hold it more than a minute, I believe, it breaks down your system. That vibration is a chaotic vibration, and it breaks down your system. It's not good for your heart. It's not good for your nervous system. It's not good for anything, unless it's just a matter of getting it out, right, and expressing it in a healthy way, right? It's really not good. Whereas the sound associated with compassion is completely not only healthy for you, it's life-giving. It is completely harmonizes every part of your body and can create health. Here's the sound of compassion that I get. Often a low frequency. People don't normally use a high frequency like wee for compassion. It's very good for your body. So what I want to do is I want to play a song where we're toning the energy of compassion. It's like 30 people toning the energy of compassion with 100% focus. And I invite you to tone along. Tune into this energy of compassion and tone along with all of these people that are toning the energy of compassion. If you like, you can choose whatever you want to focus on. Compassion for others, very specific people, or yourself, or just the general energy of compassion. So this is compassion. Tone along.
this vibration totally supports your whole being. Synergy of compassion along with the sound. When I was in Bali a couple of years ago, I was thinking about all my turmoil that I put myself through, right? Maybe not that much, but still. And all of the turmoil that others put themselves through. And I extrapolated it to like 8 billion people almost. All the people that are stressed, struggling with relationships, health, wealth, struggling with war, struggling with their own mind, struggling with anything. And I thought, oh my God, there's so much suffering on this planet. And I thought, Kuan Yin, the essence of compassion, is not depressed. Kuan Yin's vow was to hold every person's suffering in her heart until the last person is no longer suffering. And she is not depressed. She's not happy, right? But she's perfectly at peace holding her fingers together as if there's a pure, still frequency between her fingers. And she ever so slightly takes all of this suffering and raises it up to love. That's the compassion. So bring in the essence of Kuan Yin, the compassion, intense compassion that Kuan Yin is holding. I want to make a sound from Kuan Yin, but let me add one more thing. It's really kind of out there, but it's a trip if it's true. Corey Good, who they say is in the Secret Space Program, he talks about there's actually dark beings throughout our entire universe, through the trillion galaxies, he says there are. There's dark beings, there's good beings, but there's dark beings everywhere throughout this universe, not just on our planet. He said that even they actually showed him, the aliens he works with, they showed him, they zoomed out and showed him that the being that we are a part of is actually going through PTSD. It's like they're almost schizophrenic, even though they're working with love and holding love, that our entire universe is really, I mean, if you talk about the cabal and all the controlling forces that are sucking the abundance out of our system, it's really amazing. It takes it that intensity to a whole nother level. And he himself said he is still not able to forgive these dark beings that are controlling our planet and creating us, creating a situation where we are all struggling to survive, struggling to eat, struggling to have shelter, struggling for health care, struggling for all types of things, right? And then I thought at that moment, entrainment. They're all entrained into this craziness. It is nobody's fault. And Kuan Yin is holding this suffering and craziness in her heart and is totally at peace with this sound. This is Kuan Yin coming through. If you want to make a sound of Kuan Yin coming through also, feel free. No sadness, just love. So hold that frequency. Bring that into compassion for yourself. And send that compassion to your whole being. With a sound. And all those have hurt, to all those that have hurt you. Compassion rule. Hold this energy for the rest of your life into many lifetimes, at least the rest of the night, as long as you can, and keep remembering to come back. For your own health, for the health of everyone on this planet, because we're adding that vibration to the planet, creating a stronger and stronger resonant field. Thank you for listening, and take care.